Hello, Jose. Dave Ross at Cairo. How are you?
I am fine.
When did you first realize that there was something wrong with the knee that you had to fix?
Well, so this knee has been through a lot. I've had two ACLs replaced, and on both occasions, the surgeon did a meniscal repair, and so the meniscus was repaired twice. And so I kind of had a steady problem with it for probably 15 years. It began getting worse about 6 months ago. And so if I did anything on it, it would swell up and get a little liquid in it and all of that. About 2 months, 3 months ago, I went in to see Dr. Wagner. That's when I first began to learn about this stem cell treatment that I underwent.
So you'd already had extensive surgery on your knee.
Yep, multiple times.
And what did they? No, nobody before had mentioned to you the option of the stem cell treatment, or I mean, you were essentially just going to be facing more surgery every time it went bad.
Yes, in fact, when I met with Dr. Wagner, one of the things he said was, Jose, if you don't do this, you're going to be talking to me about a total knee replacement in a few years. And I said, well, okay, you don't have to tell me that twice. So let's talk about this the stem cell stuff.
Okay, so tell me about the procedure, and because I understand there's a lot of needles involved.
Yeah, I'm not squeamish about that. They took some blood, a fair amount of blood. They took some fat. That was really difficult for them to find on this old body. and then you lay on your stomach, and they went into the hip with some type of needle. I couldn't really see that. They go in and they extract bone marrow.
And that's where the stem cells are.
Yeah. I've done a little reading about this, each of these mediums, fat, blood, and marrow, are supposed to have stem cells that have different characteristics that add to the healing process. So, this started at, I think 8 o'clock in the morning. By 9:30, I was out. They had done the extraction. They had spun the blood, the fat, and the marrow down in a centrifuge that's in the room. And then they take the vials of these concentrated stem cells and inject them using sonogram, inject them into the meniscus. And I watched the whole thing happen.
So I see. So the extraction, the processing, and the re-injection can all take place in the single outpatient visit.
Yeah, hour and a half.
Now, when did you first begin to notice a change?
I was able to, ride a stationary bike in 3 days. It felt like I had a lot of liquid in the knee initially, and I suspect I did. I kind of gingerly began kind of easing myself into more and more activity, to the point where this morning I had 2 hours in the gym, probably a solid hour with leg workouts and things of that nature. I'd say about week six, just a little bit more than 8 weeks out. Week six, I began to notice that there was no longer pain in the knee. I had arthritis, and so there was kind of a constant presence of pain. That pain has gone away. My gait changed. I noticed it about six and a half, where previously I had walked with my foot just a little bit out, a little bit, like a duck walk. Now the knee had corrected, and I was walking heel to toe and straight ahead without that foot kind of cocked out a little bit. I could stand on one leg without pain and balance on one leg without pain. And that's just got better and stronger, and it feels tighter than the other knee. Week six, I guess, is when I started to see that.
And how long had it been since you were able to do those things?
Well, I could stand on it, but not pain-free, and it felt unstable. In terms of how long has it been that it's been unstable? Probably years. So I was constantly compensating using the other leg more than the leg that had the procedure on it.
So did you, what were your expectations going in? Did you have any qualms about this idea? Because the words stem cell have been thrown around quite a bit.
Well, I didn't have any moral qualms about it because I understood what the procedure was. And actually, I'd never had a moral issue with stem cell research in the first place. When you consider the cost against and the lack of complications against the possibility of having a new meniscus, it was an easy decision for me.
I take it you're sure it's not a placebo, and if you're sure, what makes you so sure?
I can tell. The stability in the knee that had the procedure is at least a third, and this is early on in the process, but at least a third more stable than the other knee. In fact, this week I was noticing the difference, and I was thinking, God, this used to be my good knee, and now it's my it's my least stable knee, and I'm noticing the wobbliness that's present in that knee versus the knee that had the procedure on it. So I can tell you, this is not a subjective placebo effect. It is if you rotate it, if you feel it, it is much more stable than the other knee, and the pain is gone.
And you're not taking any kind of medications?
No, I don't take medications.
You're going to have the other knee done now?
Well, I mean, that's the discussion that I'm having with myself, is maybe I need to go on and do the other one. It's, it doesn't have the degree of pain that the right knee had, the knee that had the procedure on it. I'd never had two ACLs replaced or any meniscal repair, so that no one had ever gone into it. But yeah, I'm thinking about it.
I think you're the first person I've talked to in this series who actually had all sorts of operations done on a knee, and then the stem cells make further operations unnecessary, apparently.
It sure seems that way to me, and I'm no doctor, but to me, it's a miracle.
All right, clear enough. Anything else you wanted to add?
So I'm a member of a athletic club, and I work out with a group of guys in the morning, very early. I'm kind of the guinea pig in the group. They're all very interested every single day on how it's going. And all of them have their own issues, of course. But just this morning, a guy, I was riding on the stationary bike, and the guy says, "Hey, how's your stem cell stuff going?" "I'm feeling good." "Hey, do you think it'll work on my hip?" "I don't have any idea, but I'll tell you, it's working for me." So you just have this constant inquisition that's going on from my guys at the gym.
That's right. If I get it, will I be able to play the violin?
Yeah, right.
All right.
Well, the sky, I'm guessing the sky's the limit on this sort of stuff. I mean, if it works for this, it certainly should work for a number of other things.
I think that's definitely the promise of it, yeah.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Jose.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.